My name is Tom Healy. When I became a Christian, I, like most Christians, was dropped into the details of the Bible, and I was confused. About 7 years ago, I tuned into Bob's show. Bob had authored a Bible study called The Plot. Clergy would call in and say, I've been a minister for 20 years, and after reading The Plot, I now understand the Bible. This got my attention, as I had read the Bible until I was cross-eyed. After the third clergyman called, I ordered The Plot. Hey, it had a money-back guarantee. When I finished reading it, I wanted to dance on my kitchen table. To order, call 1-800-836-9278 or go online at kgov.com.
Greetings to the broadest audience in the country. This is Jason Troyer once again filling in for Bob Enyart. But today we have a treat. Bob recently did an interview with Coach Dave Dobenmeyer in Columbus, Ohio. So today we're going to listen to part one of that interview.
Would somebody tell me what's going on in this nation? Would somebody tell me what's going on? You know, I was a football coach for a long time, folks, and got to tell you that I was never, ever able to be successful with a team that wanted to fight amongst itself. In fact, there was some wise man who once said to us that a house divided against itself cannot stand. A divided house can, but a house divided itself against itself cannot stand. This is the coach, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, broadcasting live, hidden out here in the cornfields of Columbus, Ohio. And I'm so honored today to be joined with, man, just one of those guys who's a hero of mine. And as many of you know, I fly in many different flocks in some of the ministry work that we do. One of the guys who really started to impact my life probably didn't even know he did it as I began to listen to some of the tapes he's made on God's criminal justice system and began to really frame the way I thought was Pastor Bob Enyart from the Denver Bible Church. Welcome to Ohio.
Coach Dobenmeyer, what a great opportunity and honor to be back on the air with you in Ohio.
The last couple of weeks I've been really ranting and raving on our radio show because we went to Notre Dame and we filmed the arrest of Father Norman Westland that went around the world on YouTube. We stood there and we watched a Catholic priest being arrested on a Catholic university for standing up for Catholic values.
And Coach Dave, we saw that video thanks to the internet. We saw it here in Colorado. Officers of American Right to Life saw it. We were stunned, shocked, but also thrilled that there are people who are willing to honor God and risk their own convenience and comfort to stand up for the innocent.
Amen, brother. And I believe it's going to get tougher and tougher to do that, as you certainly are finding out. And one of the scriptures that I wanted to share, I'm in Matthew 10, verse 34, Pastor Bob, and it says this. Jesus speaking now. This is the one who's a surrogate. It's like I love to hear people say the red letter gospel. Isn't that what the Jim Wallace and those guys talk about?
Yeah.
Well, this is red letter stuff. Think not that I've come to send peace on earth, but I came to send... not to send peace, but a sword. For I come to set a man at variance against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Now, Pastor Bob, I believe that means literally a father and a son, a wife and a daughter. I believe that literally. But I also believe that I'm part of the family of God, as I know that you are. And what I'm finding out's happening is, as I saw at University of Notre Dame, and as you're going to testify about here in Denver, Colorado, we are having the greatest opposition many times, Pastor Bob, from the members of our own family, those within the church. Would you take just a minute and explain to our folks, you just got out of jail. Explain to people exactly what's happened out there in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, Coach Dave, I sure did get out of jail, along with another member of American Right to Life, Ken Scott. And our arrest in Colorado Springs was very similar to that of, for example, Alan Keyes, Dr. Alan Keyes at Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana. He went there to confront those who claimed to be pro-life about conspiring with those who kill innocent children.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that in Colorado Springs at the headquarters of Focus on the Family. We expect that our Christian leaders will honor and obey God above all other considerations. That's what we expect, Coach. And Dr. Dobson made a pledge, an oath before God that brought him love and support from pro-lifers around the country and around the world, that he is utterly committed to God and the innocent, and he would never support anyone who would kill a single innocent child. Specifically, he would never vote for such a person that has any exceptions to their willingness to protect with love and law the unborn.
And he won the admiration of millions and millions of people, saying, finally, somebody's standing up and telling it like it is.
Right. And so Dr. Dobson now has, and Focus on the Family admits this. They admit it in interviews when pressed. They admit it in writing at American Right to Life. On our website, we scanned the letter they sent to us on their letterhead, signed by one of their leaders there at Focus on the Family, that Dr. Dobson no longer abides by the pledge he made when invoking the name of God, when he said, for as long as God lets me live on this earth, I will never vote for a candidate, a politician, who's willing to kill a single innocent child that is any exceptions to his protection of the unborn. And of course, John McCain has enough exceptions to fill a school bus of children every hour.
That's right.
And so that's more than one. That's tens of thousands of kids John McCain will kill,
including embryonic stem cell research. But that's another whole issue.
Right. We have the report at American Right to Life. We have the report on John McCain, which is not the political spin, but it is truly his record on child killing. And it's startling. It's horrifying to see how many kids he's willing to kill by his own policies. So Dr. Dobson has violated that promise. It's now a broken promise. And the Bible tells us it's a sin to break your word. It's a sin to break a promise, but it is a further insult to God in that Focus on the Family continues to use the video and audio of that now broken promise as like a marketing tool. They play it every day in their welcome center. In fact, every hour before thousands of visitors. And they watched
his statement that he would never again vote for anybody that would kill even one little baby.
Right, exactly. That's the kind of leader that Dr. Dobson wants people to think that he is. He wants us to think he is that man, but he is no longer that man. He's not that leader. And we grieve over that, but we absolutely insist that Focus on the Family stop dishonoring God, mocking God by using that broken pledge as a fundraising ploy, a marketing tool. They have to take down that pledge.
There's very little accountability in the church today, Pastor Bob. That's one of the problems. And so here's Dr. James Dobson. Really, when we think of the face of modern evangelicalism, we think of Dr. Dobson. He's certainly one of the top three or four people that we would think of. And so as you guys are located right there near him, when he makes this statement and doesn't follow through on it, it is the Christian obligation. The Bible says that if you have aught against your brother, that you go to him, and that's exactly what you guys tried to do, to hold him account for what it was he said.
Right. And we love Dr. Dobson. My wife and I, Cheryl and I, have raised 7 boys on his books, starting with Dare to Discipline. And just 3 years ago, he published Bringing Up Boys. Well, Coach, we have 7 boys. I mean, we can't keep track of all the sports teams our kids are on. It's impossible. And
I know how that is.
And so we bought Bringing Up Boys. We read Bringing Up Boys. We don't have enmity toward Dr. Dobson. We are pleading with him. We expect that our Christian leaders will honor God. That's what we expect. We do not want to accept less from our Christian leaders. And the Bible records that when there is concern, a sin, that you go in love. You have to go. Unless you hate your brother, you go to correct him. And you bring 2 or 3, and we did. We went with the elders of Denver Bible Church and officials of Colorado Right to Life. And we went and met with Focus on the Family, and they can't defend themselves. They don't offer a defense. They admit that Dr. Dobson has broken his word. He's violated that pledge. But they say it doesn't matter. And they say, and we could still keep using the pledge because it's a good fundraising ploy. It's tragic. And this is one reason why the body of Christ is failing in America as far as being salt and light, because our leaders have become compromised through partisan politics.
Pastor Bob, on this radio show now a few months ago, we had Steve Dace on. I know you know Steve from out in Iowa.
Yeah, he's a tremendous hero.
Steve played an interview that they did that he did with Tom Minery, which, I'll be honest with you, Pastor Bob, is heartbreaking to me, where Tom Minery basically admitted to what we've all known all along, that the real policy of Focus on the Family. Hey, Bob, we love Focus on the Family. I don't know where we would be without them. They have stepped in and fought a fight and led the battle, but the strategy has been wrong. And Tom Minery himself admitted that they have taken pragmatism over principle. They said, listen, we know it doesn't sound very good, but we cannot allow Barack Obama to be president. We can't let Hillary get in there. We can't let John Kerry get in there. So because of that, we will encourage people to vote the lesser of two evils. Is that not the position they've taken?
Yeah, he said we are no longer following a 100% pro-life strategy. So what they've done, they think, ignoring every single story in the Bible that shows us that if we want God's blessing, we have to honor and obey him above every other consideration. As soon as we put our eyes on the world, as soon as we think we could compromise on do not murder, as soon as we think we can do those things, we are assured of failure. And look at the colossal failure, Coach Dave. And there are many in the pro-life movement that have been saying this, shouting this warning for decades, that our Republican pro-life leaders have stacked the federal courts with Republican, supposedly conservative judges, and the federal judiciary is overwhelmingly pro-abortion.
What we've done, Bob, is, again, some interest in horses, some interest in chariots, and what's happened to this, we'll call it the conservative movement, the pro-family movement, call it the values voters, you give it whatever name that you want, they have trusted in elephants. They've trusted in elephants rather than in the hand of the Lord, and that's why we're in the mess that we're in.
Yeah, this is exactly true, and it was all predictable. And so every time God in his word gives us an example, either you're going to trust me or you're going to compromise, those who compromised lost it. And, you know, we talk about the exceptions, Coach Dave, and National Right to Life and Jay Sekulow. They tell us, look, don't worry about the exceptions. These people are 98% with us. Well, when King David murdered Uriah the Hittite, did God focus on all the people he didn't murder? I mean, King David enforced do not murder except for just one person, and that's the only thing God was concerned about at that moment with him. When King David, he didn't commit adultery with every woman in Israel, only with Bathsheba, and it was the exception that God was concerned about with Adam and Eve. Yeah, no, thank you. With Adam and Eve.
That is so true, isn't it? If we behave 99% of the time, it doesn't matter if it's that 1%, that one place where we compromise. That's what we call sin, isn't it, Bob?
Exactly. And so doesn't Dr. Dobson care about George W. Bush's eternal soul? Doesn't he care? George W. Bush, by his own policies, forget about the Democrats, by his own policies while he was president, he killed 111,801 children. He killed that many children. And do you think on Judgment Day, God is going to look at all the kids George Bush didn't kill? God's not going to look at those. In the Garden of Eden, God didn't look at all the apples that Eve did not eat. He looked at the one that she bit from, and he said, you disobeyed me, and that leads to death.
Well, that's why I love talking to you. If you want to find a pastor, if you want to find a website, if you're hungry for information that takes you outside of the box of status quo, mundane Christianity, kgov.com from Bob Inyo. Bob does radio. He does TV. He's all over the place. But more importantly than that, he does what it says in John 10. And Pastor Bob, I want to share this with you because this just burns my heart. because this talks about hirelings, and I don't want to really get into that right now, but I think here's something how I know that somebody is a true called man of God. Now, these are, again, Pastor, these are those red-letter Christians that Jim Wallace and his ilk talk about, right?
Yeah.
It says in John 10:1, verily, verily, I say unto you, that he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. So we're talking about a guy who's in the pulpit that didn't go through Jesus, because Jesus is the gate. Hang in there with me. Verse 2, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. And here comes Bob Inyart. Verse 3, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, Bob, and leadeth them out. Brother, do we need some shepherds who will stop leading their sheep in and start leading their sheep out? And what you did as a true called shepherd, one who's entered in through the gate, entered in through Jesus, you know this cultural obligation that you have to be salt and light. So what you did is you got some folks. You go to the streets all the time. This is no big deal to you guys, but you gathered up some signs and you went to Focus on the Family and you said, we would love to talk to Dr. Dobson about this sin of going back on his word and continuing to play the video. We would like to talk to Dr. Dobson according to the scripture. And what was the pat on the back you got for that, Bob?
Well, I'll tell you what the municipal county jail judge said at Colorado Springs when he sentenced us, Judge Spencer Gresham. He said that he was refusing the city attorney's request for jail time for us for the most part. We got sent to jail, but the city attorney wanted us to go for months.
He did.
And he said, and Focus on the Family asked the judge to also add $400 to our fine to give to Focus on the Family because of supposed increased cost from their security.
And so your enemies shall be those of your own household.
And it, of course, we were peaceful, respectful in every possible way, a Christian protest sponsored by American Right to Life at Focus on the Family. And here's what the judge said. The judge said that in defense of his being lenient with us, even though he sent us to jail for 10 days, in his defense, he said these protesters tried every possible method of getting to Focus on the Family in advance. They tried.
You made phone calls. You wrote letters. You did everything you could to sit down with him the way the scripture asked you to.
Exactly. We met with them. We sent correspondence. We took out newspaper ads, radio, and TV broadcast, begging Focus on the Family to do the right thing. And the judge, he said, these people came to ask a question of Focus on the Family. Focus on the Family invites the public to come and talk to them about concerns. They invite them. That's part of their policy. These people came, they asked a question, and Focus on the Family said, well, we'll get someone to talk to you. And they went and they got a security guard.
They did.
That's what they did. That's how the judge put it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So the judge clearly saw the picture. He clearly understood what had happened.
Yeah, now he thought that the fact of trespassing, which is what we were charged with, was every...
Same thing we got Norm Westland for, by the way. Father Westland, same thing.
Yeah, that's right. And Father Westland led the Lambs of Christ for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
And many of my dear friends were involved, and I was heavily involved in the rescue movement for years, spent about 6 months incarcerated for trying to protect the unborn and Christian liberties.
So you lead them out, don't you, Pastor? You lead the sheep out.
That's right. And so trespassing, we told the jury when the trial started in our opening statement, we said if we were to be found not guilty and somehow we weakened the trespass ordinance, that would be a tragedy because God is the one who instituted private property and trespass laws are valid and right. We don't want to weaken those laws. But when it comes to the killing of unborn children and to deceiving Christians and to supporting those who kill unborn children and to raise money for those who kill the innocent, it would be like raising money for those who kill Jews in Germany. Coach, you know how Focus on the Family, the week that we were in jail for confronting them. They spent that week on their radio show, Dr. Dobson, saying how they supported George W. Bush, and he was the most pro-life president in the history of America.
Right.
Well, Bush increased Planned Parenthood's budget by hundreds of millions of dollars above Bill Clinton.
So that was like building new ovens over in Auschwitz.
Yeah, that, yeah, right. It's like saying we're against the Holocaust, but we double Auschwitz budget. I mean, that shows Jesus said, don't look at their words, look at their fruit, look at what they do. And George W. Bush gave hundreds of millions of dollars, more than Bill Clinton did, to child killers.
So you wanted to point out to the fact that Focus on the Family, even though they say they're pro-life, were complicit with child killing. You did everything you could. You went to, you did all that you could to contact them. You showed up there, and based on that, they arrested you for trespassing. Now, you would say, hey, if it's trespassing, we deserve it. We're
yeah.
serving a higher law. But, Bob, what exactly was it that you did that brought about the ire of Focus on the Family to get them to arrest you?
American Right to Life organized a protest. There were people outside with signs. In fact, one sign stretched about 100 yards, and it said, as people drove down the street, it said, Dr. Dobson broke his oath to God, over 100 yards. And those people were handing out DVDs of Dr. Dobson's pledge and flyers showing how he has now broken his pledge. We were handing out the letter that Focus on the Family sent to us saying, right or wrong, Dr. Dobson no longer abides by his pledge. And that's what they say. It's on our website, AmericanRightToLife.org. Right or wrong, just click on Dr. Dobson broke his pledge.
And so this is in denial. In fact, Pastor Bob, on the website, as I'm looking at it right now, you have a copy of a letter where they admit that Dr. Dobson broke his pledge.
That's right. And they even say, rightly or wrongly, Dr. Dobson no longer abides by that standard, by his own standard.
And so if you go, if I were to go visit, come out to beautiful Colorado Springs and come by and visit Bob Vineyard and go to all seven of his son's ball games, and he cook me a big old steak, and we go over to Focus on the Family. We go in there, and we go into the visitor center. There's going to be a video there of Dr. Dobson making that same pledge.
Yes.
And they are still running that pledge, even though they themselves admit he broke it.
Yeah, and in that interview that Steve Dace did, and Steve is the number one talker in Iowa, he's on a Clear Channel station, 50,000 watts, he is talk radio in Iowa, and he interviewed Tom Minery, who is Dr. Dobson's vice president of public policy, and he asked Tom Minery about Dr. Dobson's pledge. He played the audio of the pledge for him. And Tom Minery said, well, Dr. Dobson doesn't go by that pledge any longer. We don't go by a 100% pro-life strategy.
Oh, my goodness. So they admit it, but they continue to play the pledge.
They do. And you know what? My wife and I went to Focus on the Family 2 years ago with our kids. In fact, after the trial, after we were sentenced, and my three youngest boys were there in the courtroom, ages 8, 9, and 11, and Coach Dave, let me tell you, when the guard put the handcuffs on me to lead me away, my kids knew that I was very possibly going to jail.
Right.
And they're proud of their dad. They were ready for that. But their eyes opened as wide as could be when that guard put the handcuffs on.
They could not believe it. Huh? They think handcuffs are for criminals.
Yeah, exactly. But then after, so I'm taken to court. Ken Scott, member of American Right to Life, is taken to court. My wife took our three boys, and guess where they went? We were in Colorado Springs. They went to Focus on the Family, and they went, there's a children's area in Focus on the Family, and it's a wonderful place for kids. We are not enemies of Dr. Dobson. We don't hate Focus on the Family. 2 years ago, we went, we took the tour, and this is in the middle of our disagreement with them. We took the tour, we saw the video, and it is so inspiring. They let you out into their bookstore, and we spent over $100. Because you're so inspired, and we knew half of it was not true.
Oh,
so it's a powerful fundraising tool.
Coach Dave Dobenmeyer out here in the cornfields of Ohio, hiding from the enemy with actually preparing to take on the enemy,
right,
with our friend Pastor Bob Vineyard. Now, come on, Bob, because here's what makes this story different. You go before the judge, and the judge sentences you to jail and gives you a fine, and you can bail out if you want to. But what decision did you make at that point, Bob?
Well, we decided, Ken Scott spoke eloquently, and he's with his wife, Jo Scott. They're co-founders of Pro-Life Colorado. And they're known all over the country as sold out to the Lord and to the innocent. And he made an eloquent statement, and he said, I will not give money to a court system that continues the slaughter of innocent children.
Oh, my.
And so he refused, and the judge said, all right, well, then you're going to do community service. And Ken Scott said, Your Honor, respectfully, I refuse. And so he was thrown in jail, and then I joined Ken, and we were both thrown in jail for about 10 days.
You were in jail 10 days. Now, let's get this right. I don't mean to laugh.
No, you can
laugh. In jail for 10 days for walking on the property of Focus on the Family, trying to get to Dr. Dobson and just questioning, just calling a Christian man to account for what you see as just a lack of integrity on an issue. And for that, they gave you 10 days in jail.
Yeah, in fact, wasn't it just in the news the last couple days? A professional sports guy beats up his girlfriend.
Yep.
And was it Chris Brown, if I recall?
Yeah, he's a sports star. He's a rock guy.
Sorry, yep. I was in jail. What do I know? Yeah, Coach, that's right. Rock star Chris Brown, he beat his girlfriend. Her picture, you see her face. He really beat her in the face, and he gets no jail time. And this is normal. They went after me for spanking about 10 years ago, Coach, in Denver. You know, I'm on the air 5 days a week, Christian, 50,000-watt, most powerful Christian station in the country. And I spank my stepson 5 swats on the backside. So they go after me for child abuse. And we have a speedy trial, right? Within 90 days, they got to drop it. Well, they keep dropping charges on other people so they could go after the spanker. In the day that I went to trial, a jury trial, in the town next door, there was a guy up for accessory to murder, and his speedy trial right was up, and they dropped the charges on him. And this was an illustration of how corrupt our criminal justice system was. But in our town right next door, they proceeded on a spanking trial.
For a man doing merely what the Bible commands us to do. Folks, we're getting ready to run the break. When we come back on the other side of the break, Pastor Bob, I really want to try to take this even a little bit deeper than what we are, because there is a tremendous divide within the Christian community to those of us who believe that we have the obligation to take our faith to the streets, to defend our faith. In fact, I'm heading out to St. Louis this weekend for a gay pride parade to join some folks out there. We have an obligation to do that. And we have the other side of it who, for lack of a better word, Pastor Bob, they go and they hide inside their stained glass fortresses and hide from the devil. Mm. And unfortunately, those two battles are taking place as to which one is the proper type of Christianity. We come back. That's what we're going to pick up. We're going to find out. We're going to get some of Bob's opinions on that. And by the way, again, folks, Bob Inyart's website is kgov.com. There's all kinds of great stuff on there, more stuff than I can even explain. God's criminal justice system, what a teaching series that alone is. So get online, visit his stuff, and I'm telling you, you'll be blessed. So Bob, hang in there with us. Folks,
thank
hang
you,
in
Coach.
There with us. We'll be right back on the other side. This is the Coach, Passing the Salt.
Join us again tomorrow for part two of the interview with Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Bob once again goes through the political issues and the cultural issues that we're having to deal with today. And, of course, don't forget Maranatha Christian Center. It's a great school here in Arvada, Maranatha. And as Bob always reminds us, to do right and risk the consequences. Right.